We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. Now we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Yudal Dom Beis. In the Mishnah it said, Ha'arachim mithatlim b'shloisha. It said in the Mishnah that when you want to evaluate arachim mithatlim, it's three. Rehuda Eimer, Echamen Koyin. And then it says, V'akakoyis tishav koyin. Kakoyis is nine and a koyin. Now, we know when it comes to Erechin, or if you want to call it Darachim, either way, it's only by an Adam. That you say, I want to pay the Hekdish, the Erech of a certain person. The Pasuk says different Erech of different ages. But there's no such thing as Erechin really on Metatlin. It's only on an Adam, not on a Kalim. So Gemara's question is, my Arachin HaMetatlin, what does it mean that there's Erechin HaMetatlin, no such thing? And the Pasuk just says, Erechin of Adam, of a person. It depends how old he is. Nothing to do with Metatlim. So what does it mean? What does it mean? Erechin of Metatlim. Omrav Gidol Omrav. But Omer, the case was here. He said, Erech Kli Zeh Alai. The value of this Kli, I want to pay. Don't have Gidol Omrav. Omer Erech Kli Zeh Alai. If someone says, I want to give Hekdesh to Erech of this Kli, Noisin Domov, you give how much the value is. My time, what's the reason? There's no such thing as Erechin by Kehelim, no such thing. My time, Adam Yedei Shein Erech Kli. A person knows there's no such thing as Erech Kli. But what he meant to say is that I'm doing a Hekdesh Domim. I want to give the value of this Kli to Hekdesh. And Moshe Machi knows the Domim, therefore you give the Domim. So when the Mishnah says, Ha'arachin HaMetahatlim, it means someone who said Erech Kli Zeh'alai. Basically, he was paying the Hekdesh the value of a Kli. For the Gemara, it's not Arachin HaMetahatlim, because it's not an Erech in Betzim. It's Arachim Shel Metatlim Abayalei. The Mishnah said, if you're figuring out the Arachim of Metatlim, the value of Metatlim, you do it with Shloisha. But here it says Arachim HaMetatlim, that's not 100% accurate. No such thing as Arachim HaMetatlim. So Mar says, okay, you're right. Tani will be Gersh the Mishnah, not Arachim HaMetatlim. Arachim Shel Metatlim. It means Arachim of Metatlim. So that's Pshat number one. Rav Gidl's Pshat, that he learns that we're talking about Erech Kli Zeh Alai. You want to give the value of the Kli to Hekdesh, and then you have to be Gerus, Arachim Shel Metatlim. Rav Chista Amar, second Pshat, we have three Pshatim. Rav Chista Amar, Avimi, Matvis Metatlim LaArachim. The case is that someone made an Erech Alai. He said on a certain person or himself, Erech or Erki Alai, he said on his own Erech, he said, I want to give the value, the Maya Erechin to Hekdesh, which let's say he's, the whatever age he is, they're paying a certain amount of shkolim, 50 shkolim. So the case was, then they went ahead and set aside his metatlim and said, this will be for my erech. This will be for my erech. This is my payment for my erech. So now you have to figure out, did he cover his payment or not? You have to pay 50 shekel. We have to figure out, the metatlim now becomes hektish because this is payment for his erech. And we have to figure out, did he pay enough? So matvas metatlim le'erech. So it comes out, that's we need three to figure out, did he pay enough? Frank the Gemara, high Arachim HaMetatlim, it's Metatlim Shal Arachim Bailei. The real Erech is not the Metatlim, the real Erech is the person. This is Metatlim that is a payment for the Arachim. So it should say Metatlim Shal Arachim Bailei. So the Gemara, you're right. Tani Metatlim Shal Arachim. It's Metatlim of Arachim. You have to check a change of gears. So shot number two is that it was Matvis Metatlim for a real Erech, his own Erech. Rav Amar, Ba'im Erech Yelai. Taka again, the case is that it is a real Erechin, his own Erech. So I'm going to pay my own Erech, which is 50 shekel. Ba'kai, now he wasn't paying. So Ba'kai and Ligvus Menum, so the Kaim came to collect. So Ba'kai and Ligvus Menum, Metatlim, you have to figure out the value of Metatlim and you know what to take. Bishloisha. Karkai, it says Ba'asar. That's the third Pshat. And if it is Pshat, the Lashon is fine. Harachim Metatlim means this is. The you're collecting from, you have Erech, you have Arachim, and being paid by Metatlim, so that's fine. You're collecting the Arachim through Metatlim, and that's the Lashon Gemara, seems like it's not bothered by the Lashon Fidus Pshat. But three Pshatim in the Gemara. One Pshat is, he said, Erech Kli Zeh Alai, basically was being Makdish or Keli, but saying I'm paying the value of the Keli to Hekdesh. Second case is, I took the second case is where it's actually Chal Hekdesh on the Metatlim. I took the Metatlim and said, this is for my Erechin. I'm giving this to Hekdesh for my Erechin, so it's a taka payment. And the third shot is that they went to collect your Metatlim. It wasn't Hekdesh yet, they came to collect Metatlim. for your chiv to pay for the erechin. So Amalei Rav Acha Mediftel Ravina Bishlem Lafuke Mehekter Zbein and Shloisa Eloluyi Lehekter Shloisa Lomalim. So the way Rashi learns Bishlem Lafuke Mehekter Zbein Rav Gidlo Rav Chista. The first two pesachim technically it was chal on hektish on this keli. It was chal hektish. So now I'm basically want to redeem it. I want to know the value in money. So it's hektish already. So I want to make sure I'm getting the most money for hektish. I don't want to undervalue the keli. So I need three. So there I understand. Something's hektish. I want to now take it away from hektish and replace it with money. So then I need three to tell me the value of the hektish. Because let's say the first case, he said I'm giving a value, I'm giving the value of this to Hektish. So really right now this is Hektish, and now I want to give you the money because I want to have my keli, I want my pillow back. So there, if you're scared, you're going to undervalue it. You're going to say, yeah, I'm for $20 getting back my thing. No, it's not really, it's really $40. So if we need three, that's when you take away from Hektish. Second case also, your matvata, you give it towards Hektish. So now you're going to say, you know what, we're going to, we need money for Hektish. So I'm going to say, yeah, it's worth $40. It really is only worth $20. So, in the case where you're going to, in the second case where you matvis this to Hektish, you pay this for Erechin, I want my pillow back. So I'm going to say, for $20, I'm going to get my pillow back.
Why would you want it back?
Because it's matvis, 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 it means that you're going to, you'd be matvis, I use your matvis, Hektish to keep matvis. Hektish, you want to take away from Hektish. Rashi says that was the case. That's the case of it. It's in the gimel. That's in the gimel form. That's the second case. It was chal hektish because it was matvis from Erech, and now I want to take it back. So again, I'm trying to be mighty from hektish. But the third case is, I'm not mighty hektish, I'm bringing it into hektish. So what's the shaila? The Gemara in the having a thought that there's no chash, you're going to overvalue something. Usually you undervalue something, you don't overvalue. You don't do too much. So what's the problem? Why do you need three for? Why do you need three? So Gemara says, "Alleluia, Hekesh Shloish Lomli, Omli Svaruhu, Mali Alui Mali Afuke, Afuke." My time, why you need three? When you take away from Hekesh, Duma Tali, you make a mistake. Alui Nami Duma Tali. When you bring it in, also my mistake. I might overvalue it, and therefore you need three. So that's what Rashi learns. The Havamina was you never overinflate the price of Metalatim. You only underinflate. Because I'm trying to take it away, so therefore only when I take it away is a problem. But giving it in, what should be the problem? If I underinflate the hektish, we have more. But the Gemara's answer is no. I will go. I'll inflate the price and undervalue the price. Both ways are possible to happen. Therefore, you need three. That's where Rashi learns the sugya. The Yad Ramah learns the sugya a little different. I think it's a little simpler. The Yad Ramah says, "Bein le Rav Gidl and Bein le Rav Avo," means one and number three. We understand there that's what Akash is. We understand, according to Rav Chista, the middle Shita, that you need three, because there it's hektish already. If something's hektish already, it needs three. That's the takana of the Chazal, or they learn from Sukkim, you need three. When you, we pay the hektish, you need three. But number, case number one, terza one, no terza number three, the Metaltim was not hektish yet. So the Mehechatais, you need three for that. We weren't learning about mistakes, not mistakes. We're learning about din and hektish. So it's din and hektish, so it's only din in the middle case, the middle tires, not tires on one or on three. And for the Gemara, no, it's out of mistakes. So it's nothing to do with, it's, as long as hektish gets a loss, I don't care if it's hektish yet. That's what Yad Ramah learns to have me in Amaskana. A little different shot, but a little more simple. Zotik Maravait, Rav Yehuda says that one of them got to be a kohen. One of these three have to be a kohen. By Erech. Rav Yehuda, Amalei Popla Abaye, Bishlam Rav Yehuda, Hainu Dechsev kohen. That's because it says in the pasuk kohen, so you know you need at least one kohen. And why do you need three kohanim? We'll see more later on that if it says kohen three times, the second kohen is ein miyat, ein ribach riba lamai. Therefore, it could be Yisrael. But at least one kohen, we know you need. El Rabbanon kohen, bishlam Rav Yehuda, hainu chsev kohen. El Rabbanon kohen lamulu. Why the pasuk say kohen if you could have three Israelim? Kasha, staka shvel, live shvel on the Rabbanon. It says it doesn't say you need a kohen. Three dayanim Yisraelim are enough. Shaila is, why is it in the pasuk kohen then? Because like we said in yesterday's shir, which is a good time to say now, is that in the parashas of Kaisai, there are three parashas. There's the parasha of Erechin, which says, if someone says, Ishki afli neda be'erkecha nefashos la'Hashem, it says, someone who does Erechin, and this is parak of Zayin v'yikra, and in pasuk ches, It says there, v'machu merkecha, v'amidoy lefnei ha-koyen, that's number one, v'herich oysa ha-koyen, that's two, apir asher tasig ya-noida yarechenu ha-koyen, that's three. It says three times koyen by erechen. Then the next parasha is talking about someone was makdish of v'hema temeya to hekdish. Now, obviously, a v'hema temeya can't be brought into the Beis Mikdash because v'hema temeya. So you have to pay it. So there it says also, then call behemah tamei asher lo yakriv menu karban l'Hashem hemenes behemah lefnei akoyin. Number one times akoyin. That next pasuk you obey says v'herech akoyin oisab ben devara, but k'erech akoyin can you have three? So you have three times koyin by erechin, three times koyin by behemah tamei, and then you have afterwards you have a pasuk by makdash v'zeh karka. So it says makdash v'zeh ish ki yakdash es beisoy koydish l'Hashem. A little real estate to hekdish. That's number one. It's pasuk gedal. It's two times koyin. In pasuk yud ches, it says again the word koyin. That's number three by karka. And in pasuk of gimel, it says that's number fourth time by karka. It says all the other 10 times koyin in a span of around 10 psukim or 15 psukim, is koyin 10 times, all to teach us that by karka you need 10. We'll see, like we spoke yesterday, because that's the end, the karka. It says 3 by erechin, 3 by behemah temeya, and 4 by karka. So karka is 10. The question was by, other hekdesh should be 6. We can apply a share with that. In any case, there is one more pasuk that has the word koyin, but that pasuk chavav says v'hoya soda b'tzeisav yovel koyish l'Hashem kistei acherim l'koyin tiyachazosim. Rashi speaks out that l'koyin is not counted because not saying about an erechin, just saying l'koyin tiyachazosim, that doesn't count. So now Rav Yehuda learns 3, but he says one got to be a koyin. So it's good. It says koyin. According to Rabbanu, why it's a koyin? Kasha. Harkakoy is tishav a koyin. How do you know you need 10 and one of them is a koyin? Amashmua asar kahanim ksuvim parasha. It says 10 times kahanim in the parasha. Chad legufei that you need a koyin. Hanach the rest have a miyat achamiyat ve'miyat achamiyat ela rabbis that filu to teach that filu test Israel knowing Israel and vechad koyin is enough. Maskev lo Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nosson. Eima chamisha kahanim v'chamisha Israelim. You know what? It's really be 5 and 5. Why? Because every time, the first time koyin, you need a koyin. Next time it's koyin, it's 2 ribuyim, so it's a miyat, so it's Israel. The next koyin is not a ribach ribu anymore because the one before was a miyat. So the next koyin should be koyin. Then the next koyin after that should be a miyat, and then a koyin should be every other one. It should be 5 and 5. Mar blayv shver kasha. We had a lot of times already in the past. We blayv on Sanhedrin. Mar blayv shver kasha. Okay. Then the Mishnah says va'odom ki yoytze behem, that a odom when you payda odom, you also need 10 dayanim and 1 koyin, just like karka. Now, since when is an adam kaddish? You can makdish an adam. Don't get confused with erechin. Erechin is erechin. But here it's talking about an erechin. You don't need to value it. The Torah tells you to value already. So, what's adam kiyot to them? They need 10 to value him. Well, what's the case? You can't makdish an adam. The more adam be kaddish? Is an adam kaddish? Amar Avavo, ba'omer demei alai. Amar Avavo says that the case was, you said, I want to give my value to Hekdesh, and how do you figure that out? Titanya, ha'imah demei alai, shomun oisek ha'eved ha'imah k'vashok. You figure out how much a eved like him will be sold in the shuk. Ve'eved is hukakayis, and eved is hukashukakayis. So therefore, when you want to evaluate him, you have to use 10, even though he's not an eved mamish, but since you're valuing like an eved, so then you work with the Hekdesh that eved is hukashukakayis, and therefore you need 10. Now, I can ask me, that's a good idea. So why don't you just learn Adam Getsha means eved? Say to him, you still want Eved. You makash Eved. Eved works. The verse of Adam Yikadosh. You're right, the Adam can be Eved can be Kadosh. So why can't you Zetz in the Mishnah? Means you makash Eved. So Tosfos asks his Kasha. Do we have a Teretz in that Kasha? Yeah, it's a good Kasha. Eved has a value. Eved is like a Matatla. Eved is like, it's a Matshayel, Matatla, got Kais. But Eved is one of your possessions. Why can't you makash Eved? So Tosfos speaks about it. There must go Adam Yikadosh. So the second Tosfos on the Amud. The time of looking at the Eved, the Kaddish, Kamir Mesamach, the Moel and Besire. V'omam b'hashaleach, ha-makdash ha-chasov, ho-yi b'ma-vadim, enag izbarim, r'shom, lo-yitzim, l'cheres. So two truths to me, yes. Yes, lo-yimah, the Odom lo-yimash v'lay, the Koya Eved. Odom doesn't sound like Eved. Odom sounds like Odom. Inami, ha-chapark li-vad the Rav, doma, ha-makdash avda, yos l'cheres. This is my diyama hold, you makdash Eved, goes l'cheres. So goes free. And therefore, he couldn't say Eved. But what I was saying, Adam said about himself, I want to give my value to Hekdesh. And how do you figure out his value? By figuring out the value, how much he would be sold for Eved. And then, since the Eved is Hukshaka Kais, so also you need 10 for him as well. By your Rav Avin. No, Erek Eli is a pasuk in the Torah. Erek Eli is a pasuk in the Torah. It says there's different values for every person on in Erech. Yeah, Erek, vada. Erek. By your Rav Avin, Sarah imidli gozes bekama. Let's say he has hair that's going to be cut, and he's makdish that hair. Is that hair considered metatlim and he needs three, or is it like himself and then he's 10? But Rav Avin and Sarah, I mean, the gozes become a gozes domi of a shloisha. It's like it's cut already, so it's metatlim and it's sufficient to have 3 days on him. But mechuba domi, because mechuba domi was like mechuba to him, and just like he needs asara, his hair needs asara also.
Here,
Like mechuba domi, asara and needs 10. How do you look at the hair that's attached to him? Is that like part of the adam or not? Toshima. Hamakdash is avdoi ein mayelim boy. The makdash eved is no meila. Why? Because no meila bar kakoyis and eved has din of a karka. They have meila in the sar, but Tanakama sounds like no meila in the here. V'kaimelon, and we know that this machlekes the besayra ha'oimer ligozes pligim. Machlekes is by a sarai that's it's already grown enough, it's ready to be cut, and the machlekes is that according to Tanakama, it's still considered part of the eved, no meila. Shemuel holds that's like metaltim, so there is me'ila, and that's the answer to our shayla. Tanakama holds that it's kemechuba dami, and therefore you'll need 10. And according to Rav Shimon, it's kegozu dami, and I'll be enough with 3. In our shayla that we asked by our adam, we'll be telling that machlekes. According to Tanakama, you need 10, and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it will be enough with 3. Name hani tanoi kani tanoi. Maybe the following tanoim are like these tanoim are rabbanon and shemigam yil. Come here, I'll feed the tanakam, which is the rabbanon. He holds his kamechuber. L'chare, let us say there are meyachom arguing the same thing, and maybe his machlek is also about this. The tanan, ramei oimer, yesh dvarim shem karka. There are things which are attached to the ground, so it's like karka. Ve'ein karka doesn't have a din of karka. Ve'ein chacham moedim loy. Chacham not moedim to ramei on this. Ketzad. We know it's a din called moedim miksas. If I tanya you owe me something and you moed it to half, you have to make a shua on the other half that you're denying. That's the halacha. Now, karka is no shua on karka. So the story here was like this. Esek afam tu unais v'sartlach. I say I gave you 10 loaded vines with grapes. It was attached. I said, I gave that to you. Allah, I'm not going to give you only 5. Only 5. Ramei mechayev a shua. Chom moedim kol mechuv karka rei karka. What's the machlekes? I'm talking about grapes that are completely ripe and it's ready to be harvested. Marsov a kibbutzuris damyan, it's metaltlin, that's where Ramea holds, and therefore you make a shua. Or Marsov a lav kibbutzuris damyan, it looks at a karka. So what do you see here? That Ramea is like a shimmer megamil. Because Ramea holds that it's the kibbutzuris metaltlin, and same thing like a shimmer megamil holds that by here it's considered metaltlin. So I want to know, everyone can hold it there, Rabbanan by us, that here is considered mechubber. What's the difference in here and grapes? I feel the time Rameya, I can't come Rameya Hossam, call Kamar Shafkalo, the more you leave those grapes, it gets worse. Michas Makashi, you have to cut it off. Stop side stam oimidli butter. You have to cut it off. If you leave the grapes longer, it gets soft and mushy. Avasaira, call Kamar Shafkalo, Ashbuki Ashbuk. Here, even though you want to cut it, you plan on cutting it, the more you let it grow, it'll grow more and get better. So therefore, there even Rameya will agree to the Rabbanon that's not considered a gazudami and it's not considered a metatlam. That's the whole.
If it's
khaki, you will not
have to make a
shua? Right. Because ain't mishwa makakoyas. No shua on kakoyas. It said in the Mishnah, the dinah fash is v'chav gimel, and it's an example, that if behema is mizana with the adam, the halach is that the behema needs skila, and the behema gets skila with a bezin of 23. And the Gemara learned that, and the pasuk, and the Mishnah learned from a pasuk, says in the Mishnah that haroiva vanirva beesrim v'shloisha shenemar varakta se'isha v'esa behema v'ayma v'esbehema taroigu, and hekesh isha to the behema, isha needs chav gimel, behema needs chav gimel also. So kapasik v'tani, in the Mishnah, loista roiva zachar, if a behema is revea zachar, loista revea nekeva. Either way, if the behema is revea a zachar, a man, or it's revea nekeva, either way, the behema gets skilo b'chaf gimel, with the bezem chaf gimel. So bishleim a roiva nekeva, that's a pasuk. It's chiva raktes a isha v'es a behema. Where a behema is revea isha, it says it killed both of them, so it's a hekesh. El a revea zachar, where's the makar for revea zachar? There's no pasuk that says revea zachar. So the Gemara, because there's a pasuk about a the Nishkav, the Chsiv, called Shoichev in Behema, Moisumas. This is a man who's Reveya Behema. So there, it's an extra pasuk because we have another pasuk that says Ish Ash Yitin Shchavtoi. It's different. We have another pasuk, so we don't need Kol Shoichev in Behema. It's extra. So in the Inyan L'Shoichev to Inyan L'Nishkav will be a case where the Zacha was the Nishkav. But why does the pasuk say Loshen Shoichev then? But after Achmona wasn't Shoichev like Kushi Nishkav Shoichev Mas Shoichev who Behemtoi Beshem Shoichev. Just like he is the Reveya, and the Behema is. The Nishkav, the Loch is, that's a different pasuk of 23, you know that from a different pasuk, as Behemoth HaRoig in Indy 23. Af Nishkav, he's the Nishkav, the Adam is the Nishkav, and Behemoth Reveya Zachar, who Behemtoi Behesim Shloisha, him and the Behemoth need a Bezdin of 23. So HaKaparam, therefore, every Reveya Venirva needs a Bezdin of 23.